This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, starting KER Politics. I have my friend Jeff Deist on the line with me right now. Jeff is president of the Mises Institute. We're going to chat a little bit first about the general political conditions going on in our country. Then we're going to talk about a major event that I am 100% behind that's going to occur Monday night at the Mises Institute. Jeff, before we get into that, though, what I'd like to talk about in this particular segment is a very strong feeling that I have when it comes to government, and that is that I think really the Trump administration at this point in time is letting us down. He has no counsel, in my opinion, of any substance. He's doing everything basically, I think, based on emotion, and I think that's bad for the country. What does Jeff Dye say?
Doing what he always does, which is listen to himself. This has never been a guy who plays it safe. This is not a guy who worries about the political winds or even is calculating with regard to his own reelection. It's very unusual to see a guy leave this early, 6 months into the first term. There's even some friction with Sessions. There's some friction with the AG. There's some tension with Mueller. So while, you know, Trump certainly has the ability to hire and fire these people, or I should say the authority to hire and fire these people, it's very, very different. And I have to say that the media doesn't know how to handle it. Whether or not the White House is in disarray or whether that's just our perception because of how the media presents things, I don't know. But what I do know, there's not a lot of activist legislation coming from the White House. There's not a lot of policy coming from the White House. There's not a lot of executive orders coming out of the White House. And I think those are all good things. It's Congress's job to come up with laws, not presidents, and to set policy. I think most people who voted for Trump wanted him to repeal Obamacare, which I don't think he's going to be able to do. They wanted him to build a border wall, which I don't think he's going to be able to do. So at some point, his campaign promises come back to bite him. There's no question. But from a slightly different perspective, meaning mine, you know, this gridlock or this upheaval in the White House is a good thing because it means that new laws aren't being passed. You know, we got enough laws on the books to grapple with for the next 1,000 years. We don't need any new ones.
Well, it's not that I would disagree with that, but let me make one comment. You were talking about Mueller. You were talking about, you weren't talking about Cuomo, but I want to bring him into this thing also, and I want to bring Sessions into this thing also, whose name you mentioned. I think given the situation regarding what the investigation that Mueller is heading up, given the situation that occurred with Cuomo, given the situation that appears to be occurring right now with Jeff Sessions, I have to say that I don't think Donald Trump is handling that correctly. And the reason I'm saying that is I think he's on the defensive big time when it comes, for example, to Mueller. And I think being on the defensive, and he certainly was on the defensive with Cuomo and Sessions, I certainly think that's the wrong way to approach this something. I really believe you have to have a little bit of a more common sense attitude. Look at the future. Look what's going to happen when Mueller comes out and says, you know, there's nothing wrong. There's no connection between Trump and the Russians. And that really is not really all that important anyway. That would take a lot of the ammunition away from the New York Times as an example. I mean, I read an editorial in the New York Times yesterday that basically said Donald Trump needs to be publicly lynched. I mean, that is just crazy for a paper to come out and say something like that.
Well, yeah, he's not playing by the rules. You get the sense that he's not worried about PR, that he feels his audience is not going to listen to or abide by the pronouncements of the New York Times or the Washington Post or any other so-called mainstream outlets. So, I mean, this is a gambit he's taken since day one, which is sort of a direct-to-the-people approach. And And I think it works as long as it appears like he's winning and that the media is on its heels, or the media is reacting, or the media is having to explain itself and being put in the position of having to answer questions when it, if, you know, our whole history of the Washington Press Corps has been they're the ones drilling administration figures. So people like that. And I don't blame him, but at some point, again, if he doesn't repeal Obamacare or build a wall, neither of which I think he will, you know, I think the honeymoon is going to wear off.
I think there's a big difference between repealing and rebuilding Obamacare and the basic issue, because the basic issue is purely and simply making government work a little bit better. I mean, you're never going to have a libertarian government, at least not in the near future. Many people who are very unthinking don't think that that is a good idea. I personally think it is, but having said that, a lot of people view us as being very hardcore, being very cold-hearted, et cetera, which I know very well that we're not. But I have to say, I think that a lot of the accomplishments that could occur under this new administration, if he doesn't straighten up and fly right and look at the total picture as opposed to looking at everything as if it's arrows coming at him, I think this whole thing is just going to probably blow up and be a very sad point in American history.
Well, there's definitely something within him, and I suspect it's sort of this drive to succeed, this desire that almost seems like he's got a chip on his shoulder, an underdog mentality, and it might stem from his early life growing up in Queens when mm-hmm. Manhattan was a whole world away, and no matter how much money he makes, he was never quite part of that. He wasn't born into that social circle. He's just old enough to have sort of known the old New York when that really mattered. And he you know, there's something in this guy psychologically that drives him not only to be a contrarian, but to find fights where there aren't any, and to choose Pyrrhic battles where it's in his own self-interest to let something go, but he doesn't. I mean, he's shown this time and time again. So it's, oh man, I mean, this is a fascinating guy.
Well, he is a fascinating guy, you know, and as I said, when back in 2014, 2015, I said, you know, I respect Donald Trump. I think he's simply a Jersey brawler, for lack of better terms, but I find that to be very refreshing, and I think that this particular movement, not necessarily the man, but the movement can do wonders for our country because, you know, the situation under our former President Obama was really pretty abysmal. I mean, you look at the numbers, for example, that were put out by the St. Louis Fed. You look at the graphic showing the increase in federal debt. You look at the graphic showing the increase in the cost of food stamps. You look at the graphics looking at people who are the amount of student debt, and it just goes on and on and on. Those are changes that need to be made. I mean, my guess is Congressman Paul would have made those changes, but I don't see Donald Trump doing it particularly, Jeff.
No, I don't. But that's not why people elected him. They elected him to say no mas to the status quo, and they're getting that at least, not much more.
They're getting that, but that's really ineffective because all it's doing is adding more ammunition, as I said earlier, to the liberal cause, and I think that is a real shame. You know, I have to say, we have a group of people who are involved in a political discussion group that I started a few months back. We've got two liberals and we have two very staunch conservatives, and I have to say that the only thing that comes good out of that discussion is that all of us respect each other and we're willing to listen to the other side. As has been the case in the past so many times, Jeff, you know, you have to listen to everybody. And if you listen to everybody, good things are going to happen. If you don't listen to everybody, not good things are going to happen. We got 1 minute left. You got the final word.
Well, I hear you, but things have been set up in a way that we decide everything by politics, mm-hmm. not by listening to one another, not by persuasion or voluntarism. We decide everything by this brute force of a 51-49 electorate, not the population, but just electorate of voters. And we've decided that we need to have this top-down system in D.C. of 320 million people, all with very diverse interests, culture, race, religion, etc. you know, Washington, D.C. is too powerful. And unless and until you change that, the stakes are going to be high and ugly.
It very definitely is too powerful. Jeff, having said that, got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and talk about your event on Monday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Jeff, you guys are putting together an event at the Mises Institute this coming Monday, which is going to be telecast on YouTube. video where you are going to be featuring Judge Andrew Napolitano. I'm very, very interested and looking forward with great anticipation to watching that on Monday night, simply because Andrew Napolitano basically changed my wife's way of thinking. Let me tell you the whole story real quick. When I first met you and Congressman, then Congressman Paul, in I believe it was 2005, you extended an invitation to Kathy and I and our two girls who were with us at the time to go and listen to a presentation that Judge Napolitano was giving to primarily your staff on his new book, which is Constitutional Crisis. I was fortunate enough to get a couple signed copies of that book from the judge, and I have to say that the more he talked about what was going on in this country, the more Kathy kept digging me in the ribs and saying, is what this guy's saying true? Is what this guy's saying true? And I looked at her and said, honey, it really is true. And she really took note. So now Kathy is at least what I would call a very hard thinking politically individual. And that was all due to Judge Napolitano. Now tell us about what's going to happen on Monday.
Well, every year we have our week-long summer Mises University, and every year Judge Napolitano comes and teaches a week-long class on constitutional law and economic liberty. So it's a really fascinating class for the people who take it. But he usually starts off the week with a keynote speech, which he's doing this Monday evening. It'll stream live at the Mises Institute's YouTube page. You can go to our Mises.org and look up events to find out details. But usually he goes into some pretty hardcore constitutional perspectives on things. And he's really the only guy of his type. I mean, if you look at the cable networks, they've all got a legal or constitutional expert that they bring on to discuss legal stuff. And if you recall, a lot of this got started during things like the OJ trial in the 90s and then the Michael Jackson trial, and then later his suicide. You know, it started to become this idea that cable news stations need a legal talking head, and so he got his start that way. But he's really distinguished himself from the rest since then, because he's got such a what's now considered, unfortunately, a radical view of the Constitution as a document that actually constrains the federal government, which sounds pretty quaint to us at this point. But he's just so quick on his feet, so smart, Such a good judge. When he was a judge, he'd be an outstanding law school dean. He'd be an outstanding trial lawyer. I'm sure he was an outstanding trial lawyer and litigator. So we're very pleased to have him. But
I think
he's one of those guys that earns the grudging respect, even of people who disagree with him politically or constitutionally, because of his obvious knowledge of the strength of his arguments and also just of his personal goodwill.
You know, yeah, there is a lot of personal goodwill, for sure. I have to tell you, I found Constitutional Crisis to be a fascinating book, and that it was one of the first books that I read pertaining to his particular philosophy. I would have to say that right now in the United States, I'm currently taking, for what it's worth, doing some constitutional study along with the university back in the Midwest, Hillsdale College, and I'm learning just exactly the truth behind your statement that the Constitution really was set to put some serious constraints on federal government, because as all of the authors of that particular document said, you give the government too much power and we're going to be in big trouble as a country, as I believe we were from, I would have to say, probably, 2000 until 2016. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And people have really lost sight of what the document was, what it was intended to be, how the states were the ratifiers, how the states were giving authority to the federal government to do a few things. And none of those included an insurance scheme for health care. None of those included Social Security. None of those included going to war without a declaration by Congress. None of those included probably 90% of what the federal government does, including owning vast tracts of land in the western part of the country. So, it's that lack of knowledge that I think makes it a lot easier for politicians to be demagogues and for politicians to win the votes of people who want free stuff. and don't understand the real cost.
Well, that's where our country is going right now, and I'm sure that the judge is going to have some comments on this on his presentation down at Mises on Monday night. But right now we have become a nation of people, majority, who simply want free stuff. And unfortunately, they don't realize that you simply can't do that. It's been shown time and time again that a society that is not productive, a society where people are totally dependent financially on the government, simply doesn't work. I mean, there's no doubt about it, Jeff.
Yeah, and we're seeing where social democratic welfare states are headed in Europe. I mean, Europe is still a prosperous place. It's still an industrious place. There's still a real output in places like France and England and Germany especially. But there is a feeling that the energy is waning, that the people who live there are sort of enjoying the fumes of the last couple decades of what used to be an industrious place. And I think that's what at least semi-socialism does over time. It creates a safety net, which may be all well and good for a small homogenous country like Norway, or how Norway used to be. But over time, it denudes the work ethic and kills incentives. And human nature being what it is, you know, a few generations go by and people start to view the government as the provider. They start to demand jobs provided by the government. They start to demand health care and housing. And not far behind that is food. And people now are talking about a universal basic income. It doesn't happen overnight. And I know that a lot of our progressive friends will say, that's a social safety net, Jeff. That's not socialism. Come on. You're crazy. Well, okay, but Venezuela is socialism, and things aren't going too well there. The former Soviet Union collapsed without a shot fired because they tried to centrally plan their economy. So, you know, I understand that we can sound like Chicken Little alarmists and that Europe is still a wonderful place, but the warning signs are everywhere. And even if the decline and fall takes 100 years. Don't Al and I, Al Corlin and Jeff Dice, have a responsibility now to try to for our ancestors, or excuse me, our progeny 100 years from now? I would say we do.
Well, we have a huge responsibility to do that. I mean, I think about my girls, I think about your son, your daughter, et cetera, et cetera. Look at the world that they're going to be coming into. One final comment from Big Al, and then we're going to have to take a real quick break for commercials, and that is, you know, the idea of a social safety net is fine. It really is in theory, but you have to make sure that that social safety net is self-funding, because a social safety net that exists right now in the United States is definitely not self-funding. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Chief Economist Dr. Lindsay Piazza.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Chatting right now with Lindsay Piazza. She is based in Chicago. She is the chief economist for her organization. She has some very interesting views on economic statistics that are occurring right now, economic activity that is occurring right now here in the United States. How's the Windy City, my dear?
Oh, it's beautiful. The weather is finally turning nice for summertime.
Chicago is probably my favorite city in the world in the sense that I have found it to be nothing but friendly. I have done speaking engagements in Chicago numerous times, interestingly enough, at the convention center, located in a part of town that I was told was dangerous. I didn't find it to be dangerous at all. It was filled with great Italian restaurants, and then, of course, my favorite nightclub in the world, Buddy Guy's Celebrities, is right in Chicago. So you live in a great city. Lindsay, tell us a little bit about your organization first.
Well, Stifel Financial is a diversified financial services holding company. Primary broker-dealer subsidiary, which I work for, is Stifel Nicolaus and Company. We offer a range of financial services from retail to fixed income to investment banking. So essentially offering services to do with anything financial.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Lindsay, your area of expertise is fixed income. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I want to talk about that later. We're going to go on and go two segments in this particular case. We're going to talk about that probably in the next segment. First of all, some topics that are certainly in everybody's mind right now. Number one is the future of NAFTA. Any comments?
Well, I think we have seen the administration make a very wholehearted push to revamp NAFTA in line with some of the main agenda items that they've been pushing since really the campaign trail, and that is to reduce the trade deficit for the U.S. They also want to continue to preserve and reinforce Buy America provisions. Also, we've heard this more in terms of China as opposed to Canada and Mexico, but certainly the administration wants to unspecified mechanisms that prevent currency manipulation and, of course, eliminate unfair subsidies or market-distorting practices. So these are still very general premises, but the administration has been clear on what they're targeting in these negotiations.
You know, just as a bit of an update on this, we're going to be talking with Michael Stumo on this coming Tuesday, who is the CEO of CPA, Coalition for a Prosperous America. Your views, I have to say, Lindsay, when it comes to NAFTA, are very, very similar to their views. No question about that. I want to switch subjects just a little bit. Is there anything else you'd like to say about NAFTA, or should we go on?
Well, we certainly we don't know exactly what the motivation for a lot of the negotiations are at this point. So it does remain to be seen. I know the Trump administration has been pushing to bring back manufacturing jobs, but there's very little that NAFTA has done in terms of revamping the manufacturing sector in the U.S. economy. So it will be interesting to see how these negotiations go forward and what the motivation is behind a lot of these specifications that certainly will nail down in the coming days and weeks.
Well, you know, one thing I've learned about NAFTA over the past few months in chatting with Michael is that a lot of the regulations are very counterproductive to bringing jobs back in the United States. A lot of tax situations that simply aren't fair, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on. I suppose that if you are a real nationalist, which I am, I think America has to come first. I'm not saying we shouldn't help the rest of the world, but I think we are a country. We've been very successful in the past. I'm not sure that we're incredibly successful right now, but I think that some changes do need to be made, and perhaps the current version of NAFTA may be one of them. Let's go into a different subject, and this really relates directly to jobs in the United States. I was chatting with a friend this morning about what's going on in the Colorado, specifically the Denver area and the construction industry, and he was telling me that there are a host of new construction jobs, literally thousands, springing up in the Denver area. You know, housing around the country right now, his comment, I'm sure, related to both residential and commercial. But having said that, give us your views, if you would, in terms of residential activity in the United States right now, not just construction, but the whole residential environment.
Well, absolutely. The housing market has been a very consistent positive contributor to top-line growth in this country. And as you mentioned, construction specifically, we just saw the latest data releases this week for June showing housing starts, showing housing permits, both up near 10% in June. So this was a larger-than-expected increase, continuing to buoy the idea that there is an ongoing demand for new construction as well as previously owned homes in this country. So again, we do expect another positive contribution when we await for that Q2 GDP number. But, you know, it's interesting because while we're seeing still relatively strong numbers in the housing market, we did see that confidence among housing market insiders has begun to wane. So there is some amount of caution seeping into the market, seeping into these figures, suggesting that maybe the top, the peak of activity in the housing market was met in the first quarter. So not suggesting that we see a significant slowdown, but maybe a modest slowdown from those stronger numbers at the start of the year.
You know, for what it's worth, I read an article in the Pacific Northwest magazine last weekend that comes out with our Seattle local papers Sunday edition, and had to do exactly with what we're talking about. It had to do with the housing industry. The housing environment is a better way to put it in the Seattle, Washington area. Now, there is a huge, huge economic disparity in Seattle. You know, you have kids in the high-tech industry, which Seattle has really turned into, making, as a household unit, in excess of $400,000 a year. Pretty easy for them to go out and buy those $1.2 million condos. But on the other hand, you have a very large segment of the population that is working as hard as they possibly can just to keep the inexpensive homes that they have. How do you think that's going to turn out, and how do you think that's going to affect our country as a whole?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we are seeing these pockets of improvement. When we take a step back and we look at the Seattle area in general, we talk about that as being one of the solid spots of improvement. But you're right, when we go down and we dig into the details, you see this large disparity that when you look at the breakdown of the figures, it does seem to be unsustainable going forward. You can't have such an isolated, segmented portion of the population driving home prices and pushing out the remaining part of the population. So either we will see some sort of correction in the localized housing market in the Seattle area, or we'll start to see businesses and residents vote with their feet moving outside of that district in order to find more affordable units.
I think it's a really good point. You know, I don't think it's just Seattle. I realize the Midwest is probably has a little bit of a different story. But if you look at Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, and I would assume Chicago, there is a real disparity in terms of the haves and the have-nots. And that's something that I really think, Lindsay, has to change in this country. At the risk of sounding like a liberal, which I'm not, but I just think there has to be some way to correct this particular problem. How do you view the housing industry right now as being is it, in your opinion, a positive or negative place for investment? It certainly at one time was a very positive place. How do you think about it right now in a macro sense?
Well, it's difficult to put it in a macro sense because, again, we are seeing such divergence in markets across states, across city lines. Certainly in the Chicagoland area, given the fiscal uncertainty that we're dealing with, I do think there is a certain amount of caution that investors should look at the local housing market with. Of course, on the West Coast, we're talking about prices still skyrocketing in the Seattle, in the San Francisco, Los Angeles area. Those markets starting to look a bit more frothy to me, peaking out, maybe a bit unsustainable at these levels. So when you're looking at this from an investment standpoint alone, so you're barring the individuals that are looking for a permanent home to start a family, raise kids. When you're looking at this just from an investment standpoint, you do want to find the markets that are showing signs of growth, continued upward momentum, and stay away from those markets that have already shown that double-digit growth.
Definitely need to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real short commercial break. You're going to be right back with Lindsay Piazza in 30 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Discussion with Lindsay Piazza, Chief Economist. We are going to chat right now just briefly again about the housing situation. I want to pose a question to Lindsay on that, and that is, you know, in about 1999, Lindsay, I was doing what I would call a pretty conservative radio show. Basically, we were on the air in Portland, Oregon. I was interviewing CEOs of various local publicly traded companies, not the least of which was certainly Nike, and we also considered Microsoft to be a a local company to the Portland area, because very much in a real sense is. Having said that, I totally changed the tone of our program in about 2001, 2002, because I was looking at the housing situation that was fueled entirely by what I would call very aggressive lending techniques. A lot of people didn't even own their houses. They got to a point where they were so upside down that they were in debt to the institutions. And consequently, for a brief period of time there, a lot of people lost an awful lot of money in the housing arena, for lack of better terms. Is that a possibility, do you think, for today?
I do think that is a possibility. I don't know if some of the new homeowners or the potentially new homeowners really learned their lesson or learned a lesson from the Great Recession. And if they're offered the opportunity of low, low rates, 0% financing, more than 100% LTV, I think that there still is a good amount of greed out there and this underlying sense that housing only goes up. Yes, it temporarily went down during the Great Recession, but there's still this sense that this euphoric hand is going to continue to lift the U.S. housing market. And I do think that consumers are willing and very able to get themselves back into the very situation that we're still kind of clawing ourselves out of back during 05, 06. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's interesting to me that greed is such an important part of a human being. But then again, you know, those of us who believe that God gave us free will, maybe he's teaching us yet another lesson here. I don't know. But having said that, you know, I got some very, very, what I would call sound advice from a good friend who years ago was in the real estate business. He owned his own firm. He was a broker. He was a very sensible guy, Jerry Foley. And Jerry told me one time, he said, Al, the biggest mistake that you and Kathy can make is now that your business has taken off, you're starting to make some pretty good money. Now that that's happening, you could go way in debt and buy a way silly McMansion. And he said, and you guys will be so far in debt. He said, you can't look at housing that way. You have to look at it in the sense that you have to buy something that you can afford. You have to buy something with the thought that you're going to raise your kids there and you're going to stay there for a while. Too many people didn't do that. I mean, it's like the kids who go out today and lease, you know, BMWs with lease payments of $1,100 a month. That's just silly.
It does seem to be a bit out of whack, and I think that the biggest takeaway is make sure that you're investing or you're buying within a reasonable bound of your income stream, mm-hmm. your individual income stream or your household income stream, because you really don't want to be house poor. And I think that is an important lesson that a lot of the younger generation still needs to learn.
I think it's an incredibly important lesson. We've got two more things I want to talk about here, and we've got about 6 minutes left, five and a half, actually. I want to talk, number one, about your view on the current position and future position, potential future position of the U.S. dollar.
Well, the U.S. dollar has come under pressure as of late, and I think there's a number of reasons that we have seen the dollar show signs of weakness more recently. First and foremost, we have seen stronger figures out of our European counterparts. So on a relative basis, we have seen some stronger figures of inflation, growth, more optimistic scenarios in terms of manufacturing and consumer activity. So when we compare the U.S. to maybe what's going on in the U.K. or in Europe, we are starting to see a bit of a relativity trade to the downside for the U.S. dollar. On the other hand, we're also seeing the Trump administration somewhat disappoint the market expectations that were very well established in the aftermath of the November election. There was a lot of euphoria that was immediately baked into the market in terms of implementing this pro-growth agenda, in terms of rolling back regulation, healthcare, tax reform, none of which has come to fruition, or at least not in the version that was promised on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that a lot of that optimism is slowly being squeezed out of the market, putting that downward pressure on the dollar. So I think those two factors really speak to the near 9% drop that we've seen in the U.S. dollar since the start of the year. But of course, that being said, if you extend out your time frame for viewing the U.S. dollar, we still have seen a tremendous run-up over the past couple of years. So there's still value, certainly, in the trade for the U.S. dollar, but we have come down from that peak level. And should the administration continue to disappoint, I do think there is additional downside risk for the dollar going forward into the end of the year.
I would agree with that. Let me ask you one other question. Were you surprised at the amount of euphoria that was generated with Trump's election last November? It generated euphoria in the market specifically.
You know, it's difficult to say I was surprised by it. This was a very uncharacteristic presidential candidate and very unusual campaign strategy and proposal. And so I think to that extent, the market was somewhat shocked by the promise or the proposal that we could see better economic conditions after 8 years of really treading water. So I think there was a lot of pent up optimism, if you will, in the marketplace, and the Trump administration or the Trump campaign at the time simply unleashed that force. And so it certainly did appear to be unsustainable. As we've seen with the Trump administration falling short of some of their promises, but not necessarily that surprising.
You know, in terms of productivity, in terms of economic growth, your comment about treading water, I think, is in a sense a good topic. Although I posted on our website today some data that came out from the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, and there is some very, very interesting charts on there how federal debt, national debt has gone up to the ceiling, how student loans have gone up to the ceiling, how welfare programs like food stamps the costs have gone through the ceiling, and on and on and on. So, I don't know, I think there's some things that are interesting, to say the least. Having said that, now we're down to about 2 minutes. I want to give you the floor, and I want you to talk about the validity of fixed income investments.
Well, that's certainly a broad comment, but I think at this point, it is very difficult to look at fixed income against such a tremendous run-up that we've seen in the equity market.
Yep.
But I would caution investors to look at the current run-up with a certain amount of skepticism. Now, just like we saw the run-up in the dollar, just like we saw over 100 basis points run-up in the longer end of the curve in terms of yields on U.S. Treasuries, a good portion of that was very much predicated on the Trump administration getting through these pro-growth policies. Now, we've already talked about the pullback in the dollar. We have seen a significant pullback in terms of yields and fixed income. And really, the big question mark is, can we continue to sustain these levels in the equity market without vast improvement? Again, we talked about just treading water in the U.S. economy. If you take away the current market numbers and look at the U.S. economy, sub 2% growth, a consumer still very much under pressure, a manufacturing sector just teetering in positive territory, and as we just mentioned, massive amounts and further accumulating amounts of debt, it really doesn't justify the current levels that we're seeing in the marketplace. So at this point, I do think a very well-diversified portfolio is the key, allowing investors to still take advantage of the strong numbers that we're seeing out in the equity market. But with that amount of skepticism that I mentioned you should be looking at those figures with, fixed income is always a great diversification.
Well, I have to tell you, I've been doing this for an awful lot of years now, probably more years than you've been alive. I've been doing this for close to 40 years now on my own. And I have to tell you, as our listeners are aware, I am a very, very strong advocate, and I put my money where my mouth is, into diversification. You need to hedge your bets, for lack of better terms. And I have no problem whatsoever with fixed income. Lindsay Piazza, thank you so much for your time. That's it for KER Politics. Ladies and gentlemen, join us again next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.